It was a very emotional moment for me, honestly. I think I had thousands of emotions when they called my name. But, you know, to get to do it with this team and where we're at, or where I am in my career and what we are capable of and what we can do, just to be a part of that is special. And to be able to do it with this group, it was cool. So it was very nice to do it in front of the team. It was a small dinner, it was a tight group, and it was emotional for sure.
New Sabres captain Rasmus Dahlin.
Yes. That
right
video,
call?
That video legitimately wanted to make me run through a wall with Josh Allen narrating
yep.
it. Like, what a media team A-plus right there for that.
Media team does a pretty good job, actually, when it comes to both of the
and making fun of
teams.
Themselves at times.
Yeah.
Like, they don't take themselves too seriously.
The Bills victory posts are just unhinged, and I love it.
Yeah.
I don't understand half of it, but I love it.
I used to make those for fun, just, you know, bleep posts, if you will. Yeah, yeah, like just, memes.
Memes.
It's because Josh Allen's so in-depth with the memes, I feel like. You gotta have to if you're the media team.
But also, when it comes to it, Dahlin the captain, right, Call?
Oh, yeah.
I'd say so.
I think Tuck
the one that a lot of people were thinking about here, but I do think that it is supposed to, like, he is supposed to be the franchise cornerstone, so to say, and it's another step in the evolution of his game because there's still a chance for it to keep growing. Tuck, I would say for the most part, is who he is. He is a very solid top six contributor and capable of being a first line winger on a consistent basis.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a little bit of the Buffalo pride to him as well. It's just, I think when it comes to it, I guess optics-wise, like, you know, a player being drafted into the organization and being here from the first step, and I don't know. But also, Dahlin does have that intensity to him that I think that should be of a captain. I think it's the right call. I don't think it would have been a bad call to make Tuck the captain either. It's just, hey, you know what? You really couldn't have messed up on this one, I think.
No, I think you had a lot of good options. Tuck definitely was a thought in the forefront of a lot of people's minds, but I agree. I think Dahlin has been here longer. Tuck, don't get me wrong, he's going to have an A, I believe.
Oh, yeah,
absolutely. He's going to be in the leadership committee, if you will.
Oh, yeah, easily.
But Dahlin, I think, was the right call at the end of the day, and that's not saying something might not change, but I think Dahlin will stay captain for the rest of his tenure on the Sabres. I mean, it makes the most sense. You know, he is a leader on the defense. He's their all-star player on the defense, right?
He's
not afraid to get down and dirty and win a game. Like, that's, you want that grit in a captain.
He has, like you said, the tenacity. He does have all of it there. He is the complete package.
Mm-hmm.
And he's growing into being one of the best defenders in the National Hockey League.
Yeah, in the NHL. And that's not a slight at Tuck or any of the other guys that are qualified for this, but I think Dahlin does edge him out a little bit here.
Yes. So, when it comes to this team, though, what are your expectations going into this year? Because it's much different than it was last year. Last year it was hype abound, coming off of the 93-point season,
yeah,
and like having a legitimate chance of making the playoffs, and you missed it by 1 point to the eventual Eastern Conference champions. This year, I mean, expectations are very much still supposed to be there, but the hype is not, and that has to do with the struggles and inconsistencies of last season. The power play in particular, how does that look? And if they can change it, if they can fix the key philosophy on that of not being too predictable, which is something that Lindy Ruff and Seth Appert had both publicly stated, changing the power play philosophies around, making sure that they're moving around more, being more unpredictable, and getting into the dirty areas, collecting those garbage goals. Because on the power play, they don't ask how. They just ask how many. And
yeah,
through the second half of the season 2 years ago and all throughout last season, they were a very predictable bunch, and the penalty kill did not have to move. One of the big things of beating a penalty kill is getting them out of position, because you have less players. You have to be more disciplined. You have to be where you're supposed to be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So the key about outnumbering them is to get them to panic, get them to move. And if you can do that, that's the best. That's the teams that do it the best. And it was never put more on blast than when Bowden Byram got here after the trade deadline, mm-hmm, from being traded with Casey Mittelstadt. starts skating around and gets very confused and out of position twice on the same power play. No, on the same evening with two different power plays. He had this happen. Because he was used to a team that was moving around. And I like Don Granato as a person. I really do. He's a gem of a human being. Love the man. But the power play did him in. And it was...
It was bad.
It's unfortunate. Because...
They weren't moving.
They weren't moving. They were very predictable. And once you figured... Once teams figured it out that they were going to the... Going to the right or the left wing with the one-timer. Well, that was it. Because then you didn't have to move. Get them going. Get the penalty killers moving because that's how you beat them. As Brian mentioned, the bottom six. McLeod, Greenway, Zucker, Malenstein, Lafferty, Abe Kubel. Krebs will rotate in. That looks like a much faster bottom six. Oh my God.
Mm-hmm.
Especially with McLeod, Lafferty, Malenstein. Like those guys charted analytically as some of the fastest skaters in the entire National Hockey League. You got speed amongst speed. You got a guy that sometimes outbursts Connor McDavid. Like, that's dope. That's huge.
Yeah.
And the big thing is, and Kevin Adams is putting his job on this, that there's a rebound from these guys that had their down year. And the presence of Jack Quinn being there for an entire season being helpful. Hopefully, they're able to get this going here because, like, Tage Thompson, I think it really had to do with more of his health, not being in the lineup consistently, and the power play struggles. I think once the power play gets fixed a little bit, like Brian said, he could threaten 40 again, and should. Paterka looks like one of the best players on the ice half the time.
Oh, yeah, he does. And that's crazy. I mean, I'm so excited to see him kind of blowing up.
Watching him play in Rochester and growing into what he's been growing into, it was very predictable that he'd have a little bit of a breakout campaign last year.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'd expect more of the same. Like, now just tie it in consistently. If you can do that, you've got a star on your hands. So much so that they broke up Quinn and Paterka. Because those two were the dynamos in Rochester together.
Yeah, they did.
But now you broke them up because Paterka has been playing so well. And he seems like he's a natural fit anywhere because he has those flashes of speed. Here we go again. But also, the skill's there.
You're right.
And Zach Benson, how can you not like that guy?
Yeah, Zach Benson, I'm really excited about. I mean, he showed out and made an NHL roster in his first season.
At 18, you have the tenacity to be going at it with NHLers on a consistent basis.
And he's feisty about it, too.
Have heinous penalty calls against you and still have that dog in you in that motor.
Yeah, he's ready.
He was the feistiest guy on the team at times, a lot of times last year, and he's the kid.
Right, and he's exciting to watch.
And you had, oh my God, he had some of the dumbest penalties called against him last year.
I'll never forget
that.
He did. That was
my
bad.
Favorite was him getting called for holding when the Panthers defender hauls him down.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what?
Right. He's thinking in his head, I bet. You know,
yeah, like, I drew a penalty.
Guy,
let's
whatever.
Go.
Yeah, like.
Like, but then what? I'm going to the box too? Why? Like, that was some of the wildest stuff. Zach Benson penalty calls. Decor, I think, is overall better.
Yeah.
Like, having Samuelson back will be key. If he's able to stick in the lineup and not have the injury woes come back against him, you're able to have a little more consistency. I do think that... I think Jacob Bryson should be in this lineup regularly.
Yeah.
But it's hard for an NHL team to convince themselves to go five lefties and one righty.
Yeah, it is.
Like, it's very hard to do that. And so in that sense, that's why Clifton is going to stay in the lineup. That's fine. But it is what it is at the end of the day. For once, we're not questioning goalies, which is weird. Last year, that was the biggest thing. And the guy that everyone least expected to be the star was the guy in UPL.
Yeah, the most hot and cold goaltender the season before. He'd put up games like that, but he'd come tumbling down.
He'd come tumbling down, give up like five or six.
Yeah, and then he just puts it together. And I'm like, whoa, okay.
Yeah. We don't have a question about goalies because, okay, Devin Levi's the backup. Let's go. Done. And as Brian mentioned, James Reimer has not played a single moment in a Buffalo Sabres uniform throughout the preseason. And I'm perfectly okay with that. Fine by me. I'm excited in a different sense this year.
Mm-hmm.
I guess is the way to say it.
I'm excited for the, I mean, I wouldn't say unknown at this point because you've seen how they're going to play in the preseason a lot, right?
They want to play with speed. And you know what that does? That gives something that my generation knows a lot about. Nostalgia. Nostalgia. That's why there's nothing original in media these days. Because people my age are creating these things, and it's like, hey, remember this? We're going to bring it back. No. Stop. Stop leaning into nostalgia.
Mm-hmm.
But no, instead, it's about a different kind of nostalgia. Last time the Sabres had this kind of speed with Lindy Ruff behind the bench.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that nostalgia feeling's coming back, baby.
It is. And it's not Marv Levy running the Bills front office nostalgia. This feels real.
This is a guy who just won the Jack Adams 2 years ago,
mm-hmm.
running a team with speed in Buffalo.
And a lot of young and raw talent.
In Buffalo.
Mm-hmm.
So, what happened the last time that happened? Well, the Sabres made the Eastern Conference Finals a couple times with a less-than-heralded squad with tons of speed rolling four lines. I'm not going ahead and predicting that that's what's going to happen with this team. But I am willing to say I am excited because of the coaching change philosophy, the overall synergy, I think, when it comes to what the general manager did for the coach.
Yeah.
You didn't really have a lot of that. And I think in years past, regimes past, Botterill did not do that very well when it came to being synergistic with his coaches. Or those coaches wore out their welcome and the acquisitions that were meant for them had a bad fit with everything else. Most notably to me, I remember Brandon Montour. Montour was acquired basically as a Housley guy. Speedy, mobile defenseman, guy who can move the puck around and carry it. And then Housley gets canned.
Yeah. Oh, good God.
So now you have a square peg and round hole problem,
mm-hmm.
except all of them were round holes because of a coach I'm not going to name.
I don't think, better
not saying his name.
Yeah.
But I'm excited in a different sense, and it's more or less like the nostalgia factor's there, but also because the GM actually made moves that coincide with the vision. You want to play aggressively and with speed?
Okay.
We're going to get four of the fastest skaters onto this team that were not on this team.
Mm-hmm. See, the only question I have about the speed is Jordan Greenway.
You've got to have players. Guys to you move
have
to around.
Have a, you have to have a bruiser, too.
Yeah.
I mean, like, you can't just have all speed.
And Zucker, even though he's not a spring chicken, still has the wheels.
Yeah, yeah.
So, like, almost the entire bottom six, except for Greenway, they can move. These guys are motors.
They can.
That's the part that's really exciting to me. And, of course, they can probably do the usual thing where I get kicked in the groin about 3 months later. And we'll revisit that. We can totally put a pin in this.
Yeah, because I think it's a good conversation. I think just the excitement of the season in general is ringing through us. It's ringing through the station, Sabres fans, everyone alike. And even non-Sabres fans. I see a lot more people being interested in, like, hey, what are these, partial season ticket memberships?
Despite everything that happened last year.
Yeah.
The prospects tournament was stuffed.
Does not, yeah.
Of course, preseason game back on Monday. I wonder why that one wasn't full.
Mm-hmm.
Like, not a surprise at all.
I'm just excited. I don't think there's really anything to not be excited about. I think, I think there's, they almost have, not reckless, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. But it feels like they can roll with it quite a bit.
Yeah, a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, we'll hit a couple callers here. Get connected with our fans. Brought to you by Northtown Kia, Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop online at northtownkia.com. We got to move fast because we got Sal Capaccio coming up in a couple minutes here. Mark and Tonawanda, welcome to Sports Talk Saturday. How you doing?
Hey, good man. Thanks for having me on. Just real quick, I love the topic, and I'm normally pretty cynical, especially when it comes to Buffalo sports. But I agree. I'm pretty optimistic, and the reason for that is I think Lindy Ruff is kind of in a position where he's got nothing to lose. And I mean, he's an old coach. He's at the end of his coaching, you know, road, and he's going to look at guys. Maybe they get, for example, an Owen Power. Like, if he's not going to block shots, if he's not going to hit people, finish his checks, you know what? You're going to sit down. And I really don't care what Kevin Adams says, because what is he going to do? Fire me? Okay, you know, I'll go on the beach with my family. Like, it doesn't matter. I think he's playing, he's coaching, he's got nothing to lose, and I love it. And that's the reason why I'm optimistic for this upcoming season. I'm going to have to listen to you boys. Thanks.
Mark, appreciate it. Thanks for the call. I think Owen Power is going to be fine, and I think Lindy Ruff will find something there too, because mm-hmm. he had a big skater before that wasn't throwing the body around. His name was Tyler Myers. He won a Calder Trophy.
Yeah.
You know, like, there's chances that he's fine.
He's got it absolutely right. That's what I was trying to get to, the nothing to lose.
Nothing
almost.
To lose, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Bobby in Niagara Falls, we got to go quick here. How you doing?
I will go real quick. My buddy's mad. He said he's not going to watch the Sabres anymore because he said, why did they hire Lindy? They fired him because he was losing. I'm a big fan of Lindy. So answer my buddy. Tell him where he's wrong. Thanks very much.
Bobby, I appreciate it. And I can say it like this, matter-of-factly. Ready? He won the Jack Adams 2 years ago. It's not like he's out of touch.
No. And he's good with young, fast offenses. And that's exactly what this
team
is.
But it's even, ready? He coached the New Jersey Devils to an incredible season 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. And got fired last year because
their goaltending
was terrible, and Tom Fitzgerald doesn't know how to build a roster from the back end.
Exactly.
That's all it is. All right, we got to go. Shifting the gears to the Bills coming up next. Sal Capaccio, before he flies out, by the way, what a guy. So we got to get him in here as soon as possible here. Sal Capaccio coming up next on WGR.